Hello and welcome to Buena Vista, episode 421. I am Ben and welcome to another installment of Guess That Quantity. Hi, Theo. Are you ready to guess some quantities?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Great. How many T-Rexes existed?
It's got to be about 15 million.
Wrong. 2.5 billion.
What?
What? How can that
way
be
too
true?
Many.
What do you mean the world's so been planet for there millions like, of
but
years?
They're so much bigger than us.
What?
They're bigger. So think about how many humans there are on Earth now, but there is more. There's
and they say that we
still
can't
a large amount of things that are much bigger than us.
Yeah, but
we
that's how many of
2.5
us.
2.5 billion Tyrannosaurus.
There are like 8 billion of us now.
Yeah.
Well, how much bigger is a Tyrannosaurus Rex than I'm one of us?
But that was over hundreds of millions of years.
A billion more Tyrannosaurus Rexes than
not
there are people in China.
This isn't the...
I thought you meant...
Imagine China.
Yeah, most...
overrun.
Actually, statistically...
is being overrun by Tyrannosaurus Rexes.
What if
statistically,
it was being run
most Tyrannosaurus,
by Tyrannosaurus
Rexes are Chinese.
Rexes, scary.
How many times...
what?
How many tons of Toblerone are produced every year?
Is it still me?
Yes, you got to do three. They're in triplets.
Oh, God. So we'd eat like 150 grams. It's like people eat 150 grams. So, times 100 is going to go well. 3 tons.
35,000 tons.
What?
That's a lot of Toblerone.
That's so much.
What do you mean, what a waste?
I like a Toblerone.
What?
What a stupid little triangle thing.
Yeah.
That's good.
They make the triangles. They're chocolate, but they're a triangle.
Holy fuck, that was incredible, dude.
Fuck off. Eat my balls.
Classic Donald Trump rant. They make the chocolate, but they're triangles. How
oh
much
God, I got one more.
Does an average cumulus cloud weigh? Just the average size of cumulus cloud.
Now, cumulus are the big ones.
Big fluffy boys.
They're big fluffy
you
ones.
You love to see them.
Are they still a cumulus cloud when they're storming? When they go like real high? And they're, or is that like a...
I think that's different.
Like a cumulonimbus?
That'd be a cumulonimbus.
Could be
right?
A cirrus. Could be a mammatus.
No, it's not
we
a cirrus.
We can just name all the clouds we know.
I've run out. I'm done. That's,
I think I'm done, actually.
All right,
yeah,
one more. Altostratus.
Oh,
the kind of grey, misery ones that you get in England or whatever. How much is that? It's going to weigh... Oh, well, there's a lot of water in that, isn't there? Because, I mean, you think about what comes out. You think about the stuff that comes out.
Okay, calm down.
You got... tons.
500 tons.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Well, you are 0 out of 3. Well done. Hello, Andrew. Are you ready to guess some quantities?
More ready than the next contestant, I think.
No, the previous
one. Damn. Shit. Fuck.
You don't know that.
Advice,
you don't know that.
Dickhead. But
God damn it. Is the advice don't go with your instincts?
The advice is you're getting set up to fail. There's no way you could succeed and come away happy.
I'm actually friends with the host outside of this, so I don't think he'd do that to me.
I hate guesses, Quinny. I think it makes us fight. It makes us angry with one another.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think it gets our blood hot, and that's where podcasting comes from. Andrew, how many Concords were built?
Like the plane?
Yes, the plane.
Oh, let's say like...
I know one.
Let's say like 20.
Yep. Yes. Exactly 20.
Exactly
well done.
20.
Exactly 20. That is unbelievable.
Is that actually right?
That is correct. It is exactly 20 Concords.
Shit.
He did this last time.
He's kind of a prodigy at guess that quantity. As of the year 2020, how many public toilets were there in Amsterdam?
Amsterdam.
Now, I'm pretty sure this is public toilet facilities, not individual units.
Not individual holes.
Yeah, not holes. We're not counting holes.
Okay.
Counting
holes. One toilet may have many holes.
Yes.
Yeah, Amsterdam.
Topologically. What the population of Amsterdam.
Multi-hole
like?
Toilets.
How many public, are they? They seem like they'd be a more progressive kind of public toilet having place.
Yeah. Yes.
Than, it probably costs money though, right? Probably. I feel like they're charging money over there.
They do.
Assume. Yeah. I wouldn't assume.
They
Let's
cost
say
money
like...
in Italy. I remember that cost €1. In France, they also cost that, but you have to pay that. No word of a lie to a Romanian woman who's sternly sitting in front of the door and not letting
you through.
It's
always just like an angry European woman sitting at the door.
I don't think she's hired by the city.
Okay.
I'm going to go around 500.
112.
Okay.
But, you know, you're in the right order of magnitude.
A little stingier than I thought, but okay.
How many city cats are there in Brisbane? The ferries that we have, the city cats. Norman Wright designed, beautiful twin hull, high speed.
Are you
modern.
Including the kitty cat?
Oh, now that's a good follow-up question. I do have numbers on both.
Interesting.
Oh. Was that like six?
Please include the kitty cat, Ben.
There are 27 city cats and there are five kitty cats. Isn't that nice? Now, Andrew, you are so far in the lead with 1 point.
Yep.
Lucy, are you ready to guess some quantities?
No, I'm not. Okay. Unless it's you dropped a bunch of toothpicks on the floor. And
I don't even think you've got that card.
I don't think I've got that either.
I'm not taking you to the casino. Unless we went there for
We
fun.
Should. I mean, Ooh. You should
Just give it a go.
Just see.
Just see if I can do card counting.
Just sit there being like, oh my God, he's definitely got a pair just wrong every time.
Wrong every time.
Is there a joker in this game?
What is the average volume of urine produced over the lifetime of a human being? Wait, no, I phrased that in a weird way. What is the average lifetime volume of urine made over a person's lifetime?
How close does she have to get? Because again, I feel like Andrew has sort of received some tractable quantities here. 20.
Two liters a day?
Well, if you drink 2 liters of water, right? Or is that so you're getting like 1 liter a piece?
Yeah.
1 liter a piece?
You're not, it's not two in, two out.
No, I think some of your water's going into your shit, you know?
Yeah, some of it's going into your shit.
I think some of it's just going into your body.
Yeah.
I and staying there.
Got a lot of water.
All right.
And then radiating out through your pores or whatever.
Some of it's going to go to your ankles.
I think we transpirate. I'm willing to have a pretty big leeway on this one, like plus or minus 20%, I'll allow.
Hey, how often does the average person weep? You know?
Yeah.
Some of your water's coming out there?
Never. That's my wish. Never.
480 That's not good for you, though. It's not good for you to never weep. Liters. Just in my head, like how many... I'm like 365 times 70.
Yeah.
I'm not there.
480 million liters?
Is that too much?
Okay.
Is that not enough?
35,000 liters.
Get this lady let's just do some quick maths here.
Quick maths, yeah.
So let's say that a makes liter more a sense. Day.
What if I just went with like 100 times 365? That might have helped me out a little bit more.
Well, let's say the average person's living for 80 years, 75 years, let's say. That's a healthy, right? You know, I'm going to edit this down because this is not good radio.
No, it's good.
You would need, for that to be true, to be 17,500 liters of urine a day, which is what I bet it feels like for you.
Yeah, some ladies.
That's what it feels like. I'm in there all the time.
All right, so 0 for 3 so far.
Okay.
How many alligators are there in Australia?
Zero?
About 43.
I was going to say, what about the zoo? Are they ones in the zoo?
There's like 40 at Australian Reptile Park. There's a breeding pair at some other zoo, and then I think they have exactly one at Australia Zoo, but there could be some wiggle room there. I got you. You've been tricked by a trick question.
A trick question. Very rude.
0 so far. What is the highest altitude on Earth that a four-wheeled vehicle has driven at?
What's a reasonable altitude? What's
think 11, of an altitude?
1,100 feet.
No, what? That's so...
I think I drove double there it up divided by your age.
It is 6,688 meters, which is about 20,000
so
feet.
High.
That's really
so
high.
So that's like Everest is like 8,000 meters, right?
I don't know, something like that.
What do you mean you don't know? Master of quantities. I've got all the quantities and I won't give you any points.
I'm the quantity master. I have been in a car at 5,500 meters in the Himalayas. That was quite high. That was very high.
Is the highest point in the that they've driven in the Himalayas, or is it in America?
It's in the Andes, correct. It is in Ojo de Salado in Chile.
I was thinking because there are quite a lot of, even quite a lot of townships and stuff. They're like, on the plains, they're very high up. Yeah. Right?
People living up there.
This this record was made in 2007 by two brothers who were in a modified Suzuki Samurai, which is in the Australian market as the Suzuki Jimny.
Yes!
How fucking cool is that?
Why didn't we call it the Samurai?
I wish we'd called it the Samurai.
That's such a sick name.
How good is it picturing a Jimny up at high altitude setting records?
The highest altitude.
The little Jimny.
Doing that thing where you kind of go out of bounds.
No, I don't. Just let me just have a look at it.
You've seen them. There's a million of them on the road. They're everywhere.
When you're like, you know, Grand Theft Auto 5 and you're on like up on top of the mountains and you're probably not supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Dope. But it's a Suzuki Jimny. Why'd they call it a Jimny?
What is a Jimny?
Yeah, but I like it. It's fun to say. You don't get that MN with a pronounceable M and N in a lot of English words.
Jimny.
I'll be there in a Jimny.
Chimney.
I don't think we say that anymore.
Fuck. If you own a Jimny and you've never had a chance to drop.
Oh, man.
I'll be there in a Jimny. Holy shit.
I would be doing that to divorce levels.
Christ. Okay, maybe that's the shirt we've got.
I'm broken down on the side of the road. My wheels popped. I'm just really having a bad time with it. I'll be there in a Jimny.
No worries. Be there in a Jimny.
Fuck. Yeah.
Don't bother coming. I'll call Steve.
You're going to pick me up from the airport, right? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know.
Oh, fuck. That's so good. We could make $1 million. With this on a hat.
Yeah.
Hey, if you have a Jimny.
Yeah, right.
I think we probably could.
Okay.
If you've got a Jimny and you drop this in a text conversation and it absolutely crushes, I want a screenshot of that sent to our mailbag. We look at stuff that's in our mailbag on the Bunta Vista hotline. It's time for the Bunta Vista hotline. 1-800-317-515. That's the Bunta Vista hotline.
1-800-317-515. That's the Bunta Vista hotline. You can send us an email, mailbag@buntavista.com. Maybe DM us on Twitter. You could even message Facebook, but we don't really check the Facebook. Yeah. 1-800-317-515. That's the Bunta Vista hotline. 1-800-317-515.
Can I just say that mid-range falsetto is just magic?
What a beautiful set of pipes.
Oh,
he sings it beautifully.
Yeah.
Andrew won, by the way.
Justin Bieber on that one.
Yeah, again. He always fucking does. That.
Andrew
he always
wins.
Does. He oh, it's just funny. He got the easiest question of the whole lot.
He's
kind of
got the easiest
one. You think it's the easiest one because it was about a plane.
Guys, they were all quantities.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Yeah, also because the answer was 20 and our answers were all like...
There's wiggle room in everyone. You weren't even in the same order of magnitude on like any of those.
You didn't let me think about the alligator. You didn't let me think about it.
Yeah.
18,000 liters of piss a day.
That one's on me.
18,000 liters of piss a day on you?
Oh, come on.
Russell Crowe's band.
I immediately regret this line.
It's no good. So I'm keeping up something we've done for a couple episodes now because it's Spookvember, the spookiest month of the year. People have been writing
in time.
That's right. There's no other way we could have played this. People have been writing in to tell us about their paranormal experiences that they've had, and you know we're listening with an open heart and an open mind. Maybe uncovering some new truths.
Mm.
think is true. This one, I think, Theo, you're going to like this one. This comes to us from listener Jake. Hi, Bunta Vista. I did not believe the call for unexplained stories was genuine, so I did not write in before. That's very fair.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey. We've set a
we
tone.
Are sarcastic much of the time. I'm very sorry, and it's sort of prevented you from connecting with us when we're being sincere.
Yes.
When we're being honest from our hearts.
Most of the time, don't write in, though. But
most of the time, don't.
Yeah,
most
unless your story is good, and then, yeah. I know the segment already happened, but I'm sending the story now in case you might enjoy it. Son's podcast. Well, too bad. We're enjoying it. Con podcast. No. How do you say with in French?
Avec.
Avec podcast. Yeah. Sometimes stories are just nice and microphones need not be involved. Life is beautiful. Well, too bad. In August 2020, I was working in McCarthy, Alaska, an abandoned mining town turned weird vacation destination.
Oh, shit.
You went to a Silent Hill?
You got me already. Yeah.
Isn't this good? The bleak winter cold? Yeah. What's August in the Northern Hemisphere? The bleak spring? No, that's the other one. Doesn't matter. Off-grid, 2 hours from pavement, no law enforcement. You get it. McCarthy was specifically where moonshiners, brothels, gambling and the like were illegally set up to serve the miners in nearby Kennecott.
And now they're abandoned?
One of the turn-of-the-century sex workers was named Beef Trust, which is very fucking cool. One evening, I was sitting on the porch of the shack I was staying in on the town's main drag, 500 feet of dirt, with like 8 small buildings along it. It was dusk and everyone else in town was at the nearby Golden Saloon for a not very good and shockingly drum-forward band. A human-sized figure appeared walking at an easy pace 20 feet in front of me. It was dark with no discernible features at all, like a shadow, I guess. It was walking through brush but making no noise at all. To come from the direction it was, one would have to climb over a fence, which I also did not hear. I was so scared that I quickly went into my shack and sat with my back up against the door, half of which was a screen window in order to keep it closed. I also pulled out the very tiny knife I had bought at the Radio Shack in Glen Allen, Alaska.
Oh, I can't imagine they're selling particularly vicious knives at Radio Shack.
No. The person working the register was a barefoot 12-year-old. Alaska is such a fucked up place.
That rules.
Rich storytelling. I remember thinking the knife and closed door were both obviously very futile should I be attacked or whatever. Nothing more happened and I think I ended up just going to bed and not dealing with it at all rather than going outside again. I don't think I believe in ghosts because how the hell would ghosts work? But what I saw was not corporeal and very human seeming. So many fucking people have to have died in McCarthy and Kennecott and certain buildings have absolutely horrible vibes. McCarthy was also the site of a tragic mass murder in 1983 and was home to a really awful family cult type thing in the early aughts.
Oh, that's so
a lot of powerful
haunted.
Bad energy.
A lot of bad energy.
Well, we also seem to be working on the theory that ghosts become real if enough people die.
Negative
and
emotions.
Also in.
It's like so Ghostbusters 2. It builds up
we get
into
a
pink ooze.
Well, I think this is kind of like Why the Last Man, the graphic novel series, where you're presented with a bunch of equally plausible explanations because there's another one here. It's about to be presented to you. As to the particle accelerator question, HAARP is about 100 miles away.
No.
Which is different, but definitely different. Thematically adjacent.
Oh, absolutely. You're just talking about... they work differently, obviously. I don't want to sound like a 100%. complete rube, but certainly. We're still talking about energy concentrations.
Particles at high speed?
Yeah, maybe.
Something up? Do they do? They got stuff up the
well,
plasma.
Well, I mean,
stuff,
with HAARP,
solar winds.
The particles are always going to be going at the speed of light because the particles are light.
That's zipping along.
Yeah. That's fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, you get it's just different kinds of energy, different kinds of focuses. You get different kinds of cryptids.
Yes, I do think if someone said to me, "I think HAARP created a shadow person."
Yes.
I would be like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That's going to fucking
absolutely.
Happen.
You're going to, that makes complete sense.
What if they were fucking around with the light and creating a being of light and they were like, great, we've done something really good. Little do they know.
Nearby,
a person of shadow.
Well, you can't have the being of light without the shadow being.
The yin and the yang.
Yes.
You know?
That was probably your fucking shadow person.
Yeah.
You saw your own shadow person.
You saw your own shadow person.
And you know what your first thought was? It's going to kill me, so I have to kill it. Doesn't that say something?
Yeah, your shadow self is, it does like need to be killed.
It's like Link.
You must kill your shadow self. Yeah.
From Zelda.
You must kill your shadow self.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just sort of check the face first, though. If you get a quick confirmation on the face, just to make sure it's your face.
Yeah.
Probably.
Don't kill somebody else's shadow person.
Don't kill.
No, I don't do that. I create negative energies.
Yeah.
Also, I've driven past Harp a bunch, and it was always a huge letdown how boring it looked. Well, that's what they want.
That's what they want you to think.
Yeah. What's the guy in the Nuremberg trials? And they're like
Johnny Nuremberg,
and they're like, that's the tedium of evil or whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
You're talking about the banality of evil.
Banality?
Hannah Arendt.
Banality of evil. Yeah,
it's a tedium of evil.
You drive past and you're bored by half. That's the tedium of evil, baby.
They don't want to tempt people in by having the outside set up like the titty twister brothel from Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah.
You know, if they had like a 100% big neon light set up with arrows pointing in.
Yeah, like Topgolf.
Yeah, yeah.
You drive past Harp and it's like Topgolf.
That's going to get some unwanted visitors in there.
Yeah. Plus, they're making the sky glow up there. They're putting in a neon lights in the ionosphere.
Yes.
Way up there.
Just make it a cube, you know?
Yeah. Big ionic cube.
Apologies for the long email. I hope this is of some interest to you.
It is. It very much is.
Yeah.
It was.
I love abandoned towns. I think everyone can agree on Wikipedia. That's a staple.
Yeah.
Love. Go through that list. Town. Now I've got one more to read about, this time with brothels.
Thanks for making a podcast, Jake. Jake, you are welcome. Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of get a sort of, not underwater, obviously, but a Bioshocky feeling to this town, right? Where you got it's not a Silent Hill, right? Because there's no like neon lights and stuff, and no garishness in Silent Hill. It's more Midwestern, more kind of the weight of your sins.
Oh, you're thinking like the corrupted glitz and glamour of Rapture.
100%.
Yeah, interesting. It's kind of like pure a weird capitalism. West.
Yeah, weird
frontier,
west.
Cowboy town, saloons, bawdiness, shadow people.
Shadow people.
Dungarees with your ass out.
That's right. Just leave the flap open because you're shitting in the streets anyway.
Getting crazy top from the shadow person of a sex worker who you've lived there 200 years ago.
Oh, no.
Oh, you get a 2-for-1 deal.
Can't really see it, but it feels great.
I have another one here. This is from listener Callum. Hello, Bunta Vista. After your request for listeners to share experiences they have had that are outside the realm of what they ordinarily believe, I'm emailing to relay a, quote, supernatural experience I had this summer.
Summertime supernatural experience?
Yeah, it doesn't seem right, does it?
It's odd, yeah.
Well, it's meant to happen in the winter. You shouldn't be wearing a Hawaiian shirt when the supernatural thing happens to you.
Yeah. You shouldn't be wearing,
but then again,
like,
you've
thongs.
Got like midsummer. Yeah. But then again, that's probably not supernatural by the end of it, is it?
No.
So what the fuck?
No.
Good counterexample, though. It was the day before my wedding in rural Wisconsin in the middle of the day. I was in the passenger seat of my friend Hannah's Subaru Forester going south on Highway 36 when I saw something moving out of the corner of my eye in the grassy highway median separating the north and south lanes of traffic. As happens when you sometimes see something out of the corner of your eye, my brain quickly identified it as a gnome, which I quickly rejected as a possibility. There is no room in my worldview for gnomes.
Sad.
Yeah. Isn't that
sad indictment?
They used to be so commonplace. The average person 150 years ago was like, well, gnomes are almost certainly real. I'll leave the saucer of milk out for the pixies and the brownies so they don't steal my baby and replace it with a changeling.
Yes. They go right down the back of the garden because of the fairies.
Yes.
Imps. You gotta avoid imps for sure.
Can we just... I know sometimes we... I try to be as charitable as I can about these sorts of things. Have you seen the photos of the fairies in the garden that those Victorians were tricked by? That were just like the little paintings of fairies cut out on cardboard that they just posed? You guys seen these?
No.
as popularized in the movie, I think it's called Fairies in the Garden.
I mean, everyone was very stupid back then, right? Not like now, everyone's very smart.
Yeah, true. Yeah, yeah. I guess now no one would be fooled by anything. It's just you look at the photo.
Oh, this is insane.
If you just Google Cottingley fairies, you'll see the photo that I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah,
they're
really...
Just, yeah, they're just like illustrated fairies, I guess.
Yeah.
They didn't have Photoshop back then, so they were like, oh.
Very, very incurious, I think, for the first several thousand years of civilization. Where, like, until, practically until, like, Jane Gooding? Goodall, sorry, rather. Jane Gooding. Please don't roast me. Like, we didn't know for sure that animals use tools. But, like, I'm sure I've seen birds pick up sticks and, like, poke at stuff.
Yeah. Well, I think
so what the fuck?
The reason that we've sort of expanded our definition of tool use to include stuff like that as well. I think that was partly a syntactic thing, not so much as we'd never seen, like,
you know. Now I'm learning something on this show.
Well, it's strictly conjecture on my part, but if I say it quickly and confidently, it sounds very true.
That sounded right.
I think it is true that we previously just wouldn't have really considered it tool use, although you definitely, people would have seen birds with a stick before.
I'm sure you would see birds with a stick before.
They had birds with a stick.
They had birds with sticks back then.
And they didn't have TV, so they probably
didn't have TV. So they watched
the birds. They'd spend longer looking at birds, but they just weren't interested.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't care to know.
Yeah. Why has it got that stick? That's not my fucking problem.
I'm not going to finish watching.
My son has polio.
A wall to look at? What were they doing back then?
I think they were mostly... Well, if you read novels, you got yelled at. So it probably wasn't that, because they make you stupid. And they thought novels were TV.
They thought novels were TV.
They thought novels were TV.
And now we think that movies are novels because it's better than looking at your phone. We've shifted it one further.
If
you can watch a movie without your phone, that's like an intellectual pursuit.
That's
I watched a whole movie today.
It's nourishing.
Okay, Einstein.
All right. Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. Well, how did you know who was in it?
Yeah. Didn't you want to read the IMDb trivia?
Did you want to read the trivia?
Oh, there was three chimps playing the main chimp. That makes sense, I guess.
Rated A plus 13 in Argentina. They really let them watch anything.
However, I turned my head to look directly at it and continued seeing what appeared to be a gnome or small elf-like creature walking northwest on the grassy highway median.
He was just hitching?
Yeah, I guess.
he was incredible hulking out of the town he'd just been in. He'd helped to solve some kind of issue someone was having, and now he's on his way.
It's just like Lou Ferrigno, and to a lesser extent, the other guy.
The other guy from the... How mad would you be? Because you know he got way more airtime, right? And
yeah,
he was delivering all the dialogue.
Someone wrote in to tell us that. I'm like, yeah, no, I know. I was Googling it while we're doing the podcast. It's funnier to not know.
Bill Bixby?
Bill Bixby? Perfectly capable of looking stuff up.
Sorry, Bill Bixby.
Yeah, I'm not sorry. Yeah. Lou Ferrigno carried the whole fucking thing. No one's like, oh, the Hulk and picturing Bruce Banner. They're picturing the Hulk. I don't care about Bruce Banner. Right. Get him off the screen.
And now I've worked out from context clues that Lou Ferrigno played the Hulk and not Bruce Banner.
Right.
Yep. I'm there.
Well, Bruce Banner is the Hulk.
What are you talking about? It's too early.
It is 10:30 in the morning.
It's too early.
She has the podcast as a circadian rhythm.
That's right.
However, I turned my head to look directly at it. Oh, sorry, I already said that. It was wearing a pointy green hat, a green coat, brown pants... And had what appeared to be a bag slung over its shoulders.
He was moving on down the road.
You saw a gnome, dude.
100% a gnome slash elf style creature.
Bro, listen to me. You saw a gnome.
Dude,
I'm serious. You saw a gnome.
Maybe not a pixie. Too big for a pixie by the sounds of it.
Yeah. Oh, and the hat. The pixies aren't wearing the hat like that.
No.
Right?
Mm. And they tend not to be walking as well, I think. Which probably limits how much they can carry.
What do you mean?
Pixies are flying, right?
I don't know.
Typically?
Is a pixie kind of like a fairy? I thought it was like a fairy without wings.
Yeah. I don't know. What's a brownie?
Yeah, no, I thought is Tinkerbell a pixie?
Oh, shit, I'm getting a... Tinkerbell's a fairy, right? A lot of photos of haircuts.
I feel like a pixie's a little guy without wings.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Theo, I think you'd look great with a pixie cut. Actually, you do kind of have a pixie cut.
Yeah, you've kind
Why
of
Why
don't
we call it that when it's on a man, huh?
Yeah. What are we afraid of?
Yes, I think
I'm afraid
Theo's
of a lot of things.
Yeah. Your children. The gnome's proportions were also subtly different from a human's. It appeared to be somewhat slimmer and had oddly thin limbs, and it walked with a sort of herky-jerky up and down movement.
Yeah, brother, I'm going to disagree to say you saw a gnome. I think you saw an elf. I think you saw an elf in the kind of classical, not the Tolkien thing, but
definitely.
Yeah, thin limbs, I mean, this is more of an elf creature.
Yeah.
Elf. The features that you were describing are elfing.
When I was like, I guess I must have been under 10, so maybe 8 or 9. But the first time I read The Lord of the Rings, I didn't have the Tolkien idea of an elf in my mind.
Yeah.
So whenever they were described, I was picturing like 3-foot-tall little guys with like, they were around toadstools and stuff.
Makes sense.
Yeah. You weren't picturing a beautiful live twink.
Yeah, I wasn't picturing sort of like a gymnast or a ballerina. I was picturing, I think maybe in my head, I was picturing Toad from Mario Kart.
Okay.
Which kind of like ruined the grandeur of it. The arrival at Rivendell, I'm like, what, it's a bunch of fucking little guys?
Little guys, yeah.
Living in toadstools? Come on. I estimate that I spent about 20 seconds looking directly at this creature before we passed it. I quickly whipped my head around to look through the back window and caught one more fleeting glimpse of it before it vanished. This is crazy. You saw a window into the other world, I think.
Yeah. And it survived your glance, too. It stayed open.
Theo, that's a classic elf. They're like the elf and the shoemaker.
Shoes.
What's the story?
Elves and the Shoemaker. I've read that to Mr. Five when he was young, approximately 700,000 times. And he also remembers every word from that book. From
Did you
start
just do the internet anonymizing your child's name thing?
Yeah,
I don't know when to. Three. You've been saying their names for the whole time they've been alive.
I know.
But which one's which?
You'll never know unless you'll you go back know. And listen to the episodes, and then you'll work it out.
By complete coincidence, the DJ at my wedding, this is completely true, I'm not making this up, was a friend of mine whose day job is professor of religious studies, whose work focuses on, among other things, Bigfoot, ghosts, cryptids, and alien abductions. They have chosen to withhold this person's name because they didn't ask them if it was okay to put this on a podcast.
Mr. 37.
Mr. That's true. The professor told me that gnome sightings are extremely common in the US, despite the fact that there is very little gnome folklore. So it's his opinion that my gnome sighting was very believable. He also made the connection with machine elves, although I was 100% sober at the time of gnome sighting.
Machine elves?
Machine.
What is this?
Oh, my
elves.
Goodness.
I was hoping one of you guys
it.
Would know.
I was going to say, gnome sighting doesn't
dive
seem
into
popular.
The psychedelic entities known as machine elves.
Oh, is this some shit that you
it's
see when
DMT
you're on DMT?
Thing. It's a DMT thing.
Never done DMT, but I will when I die. And my brain floods with DMT.
Yeah, check it out.
That lasts a lifetime.
That's just DMT, I think.
I hope I don't see something scary that lasts forever at the end.
No, I hope it's chill. I hope it's cool.
Yeah. Hope it's like freaking lateralis, dude.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. That'd be fucking awesome. One more lateralis for the
road.
One
more lateralis. As you die, time stretches on into infinity. So does lateralis.
Yeah, dude. Jesus. That's fucking awesome, dude.
Oh, my God. / ayahuasca. Machine elves, give me your opinions.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
What do I think? I can't deny that my subjective experience was that of seeing a gnome. That's wonderful. That's a wonderful sentence. Mm. I'm inclined to reach for a rational explanation and think I must have been in some way mistaken or misperceiving it. Love, da pod, best. Callum,
you know what you saw.
You know what you saw.
We know what you saw.
We know what you saw. Yeah. Holy fuck, dude. That's amazing. I think.
And it was either a gnome or an elf.
Or someone with progeria.
Yeah.
Hitchhiking their way to the Red Fair.
Not knowing they just changed the life of a person who drove past, had line of sight of them for 20 seconds.
He's like, hey! Hey, I was waving at you for so long.
I need to get to the goddamn Red Fair. I'm late. No, I think it was a gnome, straight up. Like, I think sometimes, you know, if you're locked and loaded with you want to see a Bigfoot, you want to see a UFO, and you see something you can't explain, you'll conform the thing that you've seen to the thing that you wanted to see.
Yeah.
You didn't wake up that day being like,
about gnomes.
Golly, I hope I see a gnome.
Something that shocks your rational mind into believing that there are more possibilities than what you've seen in this world.
That's like the goofiest way to have your reality unraveled. Just, it comes with a lot of cultural baggage, the dome. It's not like a cool one.
Yeah. Hey, what about you? Yeah, I died on the operating table, and you?
So like a little gnome.
Little gnome guy.
Yeah, it's like a little guy.
What does a gnome do? Does he do mischief? Oh,
what don't they do?
I mean,
like in The Witcher, there's like the mischievous gnomes.
If we're going off Irish mythology, I think everyone that's magical is unbelievably evil and like they only exist to sort of steal your shit. I'm sure there's some like European folklore stuff where gnomes are just there to cobble your shoes for you while you sleep.
Well, that's what happens in
this.
We're
putting them in the garden. We're putting that iconography in our garden.
And sometimes they're masturbating. You think he's holding a fishing rod. It's actually, it's his penis.
Oh, his penis.
Hang
on. Sometimes he's got the pants down. Yeah, it says little gnome ass right there in your garden.
Oh. And he's straightened up junking it?
Yeah, I think you can get ones where he's straight up. I didn't invent this.
The masturbating
not a value
gnome?
The masturbating garden gnome. All right, fine.
No, in
let's
the
Google
book,
this.
In the book from it's probably from like Brothers Grimm or whatever, right? Like the gnomes come and they and there's these they're not gnomes, they're elves, and they come and the shoemaker he's very poor.
Oh, and they
but he's very
the
good
shoes.
At making shoes.
Are they gnomes that do that?
No, they're elves.
They're elves.
But
they
Theo
come at midnight every
this
night.
This gnome is an elf, which is clouding things somewhat.
Yes. And then they become really rich, and then they make the elves like a set of clothes each. And then the elves go yippity doo, and they go out forever. And what does this story mean?
Thanks for all that money.
Thanks for all that money.
Put these pants on, will you?
I've seen some crazy shit in the last 30 seconds. I've seen shit you wouldn't believe.
Searching gnomes masturbating.
I'll tell you what, I've only got one where the gnome appears to be jerking it, but I've got gnomes flashing their tits. I got gnomes with their dicks out.
That's a classic one, yeah.
Jesus.
I got gnomes taking a shit, gnomes farting, gnomes with bazookas. People do crazy shit with gnomes.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm just thinking about Big Ears from Noddy. He's a fucking groomer. Don't like him. Don't care for him. don't care for Big Ears. What are you doing hanging out with Noddy like that?
How old is Noddy supposed to be?
What other cartoon characters are pedophiles? Let's find out.
Hey, that'll fill in another 25 minutes.
Of this show?
Hey, sometimes the type of letter that we receive from people is a communique in regards to just some stuff that we were talking about. But often there's a type of thing we get that delights us where we do a story and someone is like freakishly close to the action.
Yes. Yeah. And now the prestige, dude. Take us to the prestige.
And we talk about those in the segment. You report, we decide.
We report and you decide, that's what we usually do. But sometimes we find out that something happened to you. Maybe you were posted up on the corner and you saw it with the guys. Whatever it is, just let us know. You report and we decide. Oh, oh, oh. Mailbag at BotaVista.com, yeah. You report and we decide.
That's beautiful, Andrew. That's really good.
Got me doing weird stuff with my face.
We decide. He was making stinky face.
We were talking about other spooky stories in episode 420, shooting towards Slovenia. Theo developed a theory that perhaps a UFO that we were told about had happened because of its proximity to a synchrotron in Melbourne. And then we got an email from a lovely listener who said, hey, I work at that synchrotron.
What?
Yeah. Dale. Yeah. Dale works at the synchrotron.
Dale works at the synchrotron.
Dale, and I may not agree with what you do, Dale, but I'll defend to the death your right to do it.
Isn't it crazy how these two guys might have touched each other's lives without knowing it? That Dale pressed the green button on the synchrotron that caused the UFO to get attracted to the Earth.
Yeah.
And then the butterfly effect. Guy, yeah, if like the butterfly traveled like 500 meters and it was
some problem.
Yeah,
with
I don't think it counts as a butterfly effect if it's like right there.
What if I released a butterfly, it flew slightly away from me into someone's eye and it caused them to walk into a pole?
Yeah.
It's the butterfly effect. Woo! Chaos theory.
All right.
Most importantly, though, he did invite Theo to take a tour.
Oh my God.
Of
yeah.
The hell yeah, I'll take a tour of the synchrotron.
So if we go and do a Melbourne show, I think we.
Send Theo on a little.
Get Theo out to the
synchrotron.
Well,
I'm going to the synchrotron as well. You're going to the fucking synchrotron solo.
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing him say that you were invited, Ben.
Well, I'll ask. God damn
it. So the invitation was extended to Theo.
I promise we will do a tour in Melbourne soon. I'm just waiting for the government to change. You know, just right now with the current climate, I don't feel particularly comfortable about the idea of visiting Victoria. But once there's been a regime change. Be perfectly happy to go over there and see all of our friends.
Can we get Dan there. Andrews back?
We got to get him
get
back.
Him back.
We got to get him back.
We got to rehab him.
Dan.
Take all the staircases out of his house. We got to make it safe for him to be premier again.
Hey, making jokes about Dan Andrews seriously injuring himself. Maybe in poor taste. But hey, Po-Body's nerfed. We talk about Po-Body being nerfed in Po-Body's nerfed.
Nobody's nerfed. No, no, nobody's nerfed. No, whoopsie daisy. Nobody's nerfed. No.
Just want to take a moment to annoyingly interrupt the flow as I do, mentioning the synchrotron in Melbourne. I'm zooming in and out on the Melbourne map. You know how things kind of are selected for you to kind of pop up a level in the labels. They're going to show you, you know, Hungry Jack's at Meyer Center, right?
Yeah.
Queen Street Hungry Jack's pop out. For me today, it's Miano Clinical Sexology, Evidence Based Sex Therapy.
Mm. Well, you don't
want
to be not evidence
based. I've been doing it.
Yeah. I had a thing that happened as a result of looking for a business the other day that made me go, am I just childishly naive? Right? One of my kids like tweaked her neck real bad, which she'd done a little while ago, and it hurt until. They were staying with my parents at the time, and my parents went and got her like a neck massage, and that helped it out. And she'd done it again, and so I googled like massage Belconnen, and Reddit came up near the top, and it was a thread about like Northside massage places. And I look at it, and it's somebody going, "Hey, anywhere good on the Northside to go and get a massage and your dick tugged off?" And all these dudes are like, oh yeah, you can go to this place. This place is pretty good, although these couple of girls left, so it's not as good now. If you're on the south side, you can go over to this place. If you're in the middle of town, head over to here, ask for this person. Remember to say this when you're in the thing. I was like, is everybody getting tugged off all over town?
I assumed this was like
it's much more pervasive.
20-year-old kind of naivete, right? That's just like you go there and
yeah, ask for a happy ending, right?
I think like, this is like a city.
Dudes on Reddit being like, I'm coming
through
town for business. Where am I getting tugged?
It's all over the place. It's fucking crazy.
Is that what you want? Do you want to just like a tug? You don't want to just like go to a full sex worker? You just want a little tug?
I mean, I think there's a price difference for one, but even if you weren't being economical, I think there's...
And also, I think there's also like a distance as well, right?
No, I think it's like a... That's a whole other thing. It's a whole other experience you talk about here. You've had a nice massage... Bam, just a quick little tug off. Oh, you're the most relaxed you've ever been in your life.
Yep. You just, yeah. You've already got your eyes closed. I get what you're saying.
Just pop a quick one into the spittoon and we're done.
Oh, come on.
I get what you're saying, Theo, and that I think there probably is some level of detachment in, like, yeah. not necessarily detachment, but like you're saying, Ben, like, oh, I'm just kind of lying here, having something done to me therapeutically, and we're adding this on at the end.
Yeah, it's therapy.
You're just lying there and stuff's happening to you and you continue to lie there and something continues to happen to you, as opposed to I'm like going to a brothel or whatever and going in and now you and me are going into the room and talking about how we're having sex now.
Yeah.
Like that's a different level, right?
I shouldn't have asked. I wish I didn't ask.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about all this.
Where are you going to get tugged, Lucy?
I'm not getting tugged.
What kind of venue are you looking for?
Ladies, you don't want it to happen
in a massage place. Where do you want it to happen? At the Boba Tea joint?
It's not a man exclusive or a penis exclusive. Oh, no. You definitely can get
fingered at the end of the massage?
Like, sort of a rub off. Yeah.
Ladies are getting the happy ending?
Rub down, rub off. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
Not that I've heard of.
Rub down and jill down?
If you know anything about ladies getting the rub down, rub off at the massage place, mailbag at Punta Vista.
We are well aware that the world of sex work can be very fraught and also perfectly fine. It's complicated.
It's complicated. Don't get mad at us.
Yeah,
we're just kind of exploring this through our own shadowed eyes. We've got the veils that we need to lift, and sometimes we lift them on the podcast.
Yeah. I just don't want you to write in either if you're like, wow, you're being too flippant about this, that whole world is very exploitative and terrible. I also don't want you to write in and say, actually, you're being too dismissive of this. Yeah. Sex work is real work. We know all of that.
We know.
We've
got it. We're in touch with our shadow selves. We know.
Yeah. It's complicated. We're talking at gnomes.
Yeah. Gnomes is sort of where our heart is.
Yeah. It's the terroir we're...
Maybe my assumption is just from like going and getting normal massages, and sometimes they have things up that are like, we are a normal massage place.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
I think those.
And so that's the only lens through which I
think
I ever
the one where you should ask. I think they're trying to like psych you out of that. I think that's the indicator.
They're trying to
put it into your mind. Don't ask.
If there's any kind of massage inspector coming in, they see the sign, they say, oh, forget it. They don't do it. If you have to
check the price tag sort of thing, it's not for you.
Yeah.
If you don't know the inn, don't ask.
Don't try and find it because that is just harassing someone who's...
That's harassing.
You're harassing a masseuse. Yeah.
I think I have just been going to normal massage places. I don't think I've been going 100%. To places where everyone else is getting tugged and I just didn't know.
Guaranteed.
I have been to a massage parlor where I have never had it offered to me, but other people I know have had it offered to them.
Oh, so they got a sexier energy.
They had the look about them of someone who wants to get tugged off, whereas they looked at me and they said, this guy's fine.
This guy's got it all under control.
Yeah. If you lie really still during the whole massage, but if you wriggle around too much, they're like, all right, I've got to settle this fella down.
Yeah. Oh, man. Again, don't yell at us, please.
We're just having a couple of laughs.
It's Sunday morning, cup of coffee, a little bit of conversation.
Yeah.
Okay. This is from News Nation. Health system mistakenly sends death notices to 500 living patients.
Hey, I got news for you.
Yeah.
Surprise.
You'd hate to get that, wouldn't you?
If you got that, you'd be like, you'd think about it for a minute.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh
shit.
Honey, I got bad news.
Going through your interactions where your wife ignored you this morning. And you're like,
we went out to dinner. She didn't talk to me at all for the entire thing.
My meal actually never arrived.
Only person who ever talks to me is this little kid.
The weird little boy that
I hang out with.
Yeah. And honestly, he's really concerned about ghosts. He spends a lot of his time talking about ghosts. I maybe should have put this together. That probably should have clicked earlier.
Have you guys ever noticed that Toni Collette's like really rude? Like she just never acknowledges you. She like never offers you like a cup of coffee.
And you're like, what am I, a ghost?
What a freaking ghost are you, Toni Collette?
I try to talk to my ex-wife. She just doesn't even acknowledge me. And I'm like, that one makes sense.
Yeah.
That one makes sense. I was an awful husband.
No one's giving me service.
Claire Fulani.
I turn to the good-looking young lady next to me. I say, what am I, a ghost? She doesn't say anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I never get offered the happy ending, and I also never get the massage. I just lie there, and no one does anything, and eventually I just put my pants back on and
leave.
Yeah, no,
I think, you know? I think if movies or whatever have taught me anything, I think ghosts are sort of going through like a factory and getting all squeezed out or whatever, right? They're just like going and haunting like a bunch of cogs or something and getting all squeezed out.
Ghosts are haunting a factory?
Cogs? What?
Are you talking about... Casper the Friendly Ghost?
Casper?
Yeah, where he goes through Casper? The thing where he goes through the machine?
Yes.
You're talking about Casper.
You're talking about 1995 Devin Casper Sauer. The Friendly Ghost.
Voiced Christina Devin Sauer.
Continue to reach Devin Sauer.
Am I wrong?
I don't know.
Am I wrong?
Falsifiable.
I can't say that with certainty.
Proposition in what you're saying.
Yeah. And Luigi puts me in a vacuum. Stretches me all out.
Oh, no. I've been...
All my gold pops up. Out.
You're doing all that pottery.
My wife never acknowledges me, and I keep getting sucked up into a vacuum by an Italian guy.
Yeah.
Keep getting grabbed by the ghoulies. Or am yes. I the ghoulie, and I'm doing yes. the grabbing.
But if you ask to be grabbed by the ghoulies.
Oh, come on.
Now. No good.
Maine Health Medical System, which includes hospitals and clinics in Maine and New Hampshire, said the error occurred on October 20th when its software for getting estate vendor letters malfunctioned, according to multiple reports. Notices were sent to 531 living patients, though the letters are typically intended for use in cases where patients have died.
That's usually what the death letter is for.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I agree. I can see where the mix-up was.
It makes sense.
You don't usually receive your own death letter. It's
whereas I feel like you receive your own death letter on the day you're born.
Yes. Yes. Your lifestyle determines your death style. The healthcare system said the patients affected were not listed as deceased in their medical records and the error didn't affect their care or status in the system. A woman from
Sanford.
Yeah,
they didn't start like treating that person like they were dead.
Yeah.
Get in the
bag.
I'm
hungry.
Get in the
Shut
bag.
Up, you're dead.
Yeah, oh, geez, honey. Back. It says here that I'm dead. Well,
oh, well.
No dinner for you.
I'm going to start wheeling you into the freezer.
Yeah, telling you to stop complaining.
Yeah. Shut up. We all die.
We're all going in the freezer eventually.
A woman from Sanford who asked to remain anonymous told WGME-TV that the incident was, quote, pretty upsetting to receive the letter. Quote,
yeah. What did?
Okay. Why would they say I was dead? So it was really shocking and upsetting, she told the outlet.
But you know you're not
you
dead,
You know
right?
you're not dead, right?
You.
No, I think you'd really have a moment with it. I think you'd really have a moment.
I think you would.
Seemingly.
Do you have, what's the name
Me?
Of the, what's the syndrome where you think that you're dead?
Dead
Is that
guy
a thing?
Syndrome.
Yeah.
Dead guy syndrome? Oh, it's definitely, I'm doing so much Googling this episode. Terrible podcasting, I'm sorry. Syndrome where.
Feel bad for the guy who's got to edit all that out.
Oh, it's Cotard Marfans. Syndrome, which is what the fucking guy
the
in that
guy,
movie you
Cotard,
like is
yeah.
named after.
Yeah. Synecdoche, New York.
That's the
I think
one.
He had a few things going on.
Yeah. But walking corpse syndrome, people think that they're dead. They're like, oh, yeah, no, I'm just a dead guy. Don't yeah. worry about it.
You might even call them the walking dead.
Nihilistic delusions. It's
My
crazy.
Wife ignores
okay.
me.
Yeah, that's right. I go through this machine with all these cogs.
Feel great, though, at the end of it.
You would, wouldn't you? Getting stretched yeah. out like that, going through cogs
oh,
a couple
man.
Of times.
Getting stretched out nice. Through factory cogs would fix me for like a week.
Can you imagine how much your spine would crack from that? It'd be so good yeah. getting a couple of pops
Feel
in there.
Real good for
oh,
a bit.
Oh, man. You guys ever have the physio go like, hey, I'm going to crack your back now. And they like put two palms on like directly in the middle of your spine. And then they kind of do that like the twice downwards push. They go, whoop, whoop. And it just goes like cracks.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes,
as if you've been
sometimes it feels
in half.
Like they're going to go through your rib cage, like the
100%.
Thing.
100%. Yeah.
Mm. I've never gone to the physio, but I have got a goodbye hug from Judd. And that is
yeah.
like he's doing.
Yeah. We've just got a guy that does that.
Yeah.
Whenever you hang out, you get like at least two of those.
He's sort of like yeah. a large straight bear in our lives who's yeah. sort of there to cause
My
mischief
friend,
and then crack your spine.
My friend Ben, not this Ben, other Ben.
The other Ben.
Wonderful well, bear.
Also a large straight bear. Yeah.
Large straight bear. Yeah.
yeah.
And he'll just crack you right open.
Yeah. Maine Health has since apologized to all affected patients. Hey, this story happened in America. What else happened in America? Let's find out in America Watch. Mm-hmm.
America.
This comes to us from, sorry, I got really distracted because I was looking at the Discord and someone had posted a GIF of what appears to be a Skaven from Warhammer dancing, and it was perfectly synced up to that theme. So having a really good time. Thank you for that, Dom. This is from KXAS in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas.
KXAS.
The Texas, yeah. Police release body cam video from monkey loose inside Plano Halloween store.
They put a body cam on the monkey?
Probably a good idea.
Should have held on to him when you were putting the body cam on. If the, oh, he's out of control. Let's get a camera on him just so we can keep track of what happens from here.
Just for accountability.
Halloween store, is he putting on hats? He's putting on hats, isn't he?
Oh, he's probably putting on little costumes.
He's waving a witch's wand. He's smashing out stuff with a broomstick.
Dressed as a sexy nun, and then all his friends are shaking their heads. It comes out dressed as a Game of Thrones, and all his friends are like, yes. Yeah. Theo, have you muted yourself?
Yeah, he has. He's talking away.
You look like you were saying something really funny. Look in your eyes when you knew you were on the hot shit.
Mischievous.
No, like, I'm talking and no one's listening to me. Is it?
Am I dead?
You might be dead.
I might be dead. Like, how come we've had every kind of reality TV imaginable except
monkey cam.
Except body cams on monkeys.
Yeah, monkey
we've
cam
24/7. We've had, like, slow TV, right? You know, people will watch a train drive the through gun. The mountain. Beautiful stuff. Yeah. Right, we've had Big Brother. We've had all this kind of stuff.
What's the Meta Ray-Bans? Meta Ray-Bans on a monkey.
Meta Ray-Bans. Plus, they've all got sunglasses on now.
Yeah. Fuck, let him loose in New York City.
Let him loose. It's a jungle out there. That's the name of the show, by the way.
That's really good. It's a whole channel. It's not a show. It's a jungle out there. You got 8 hours of like three segments. We got Daylight New York.
Yes.
Daylight Rio.
Yeah.
Daylight. What's no, those are basically lined up, aren't they? No, they'll be overlapping. What's the third of the no, we got to go to another continent.
Oh, LA?
Oh.
No, we got to go further. We got to
Hawaii.
It can be not in America. All the Americas.
Guam.
A trip to a spirit Halloween store in Plano turned into a wild scene Monday night after a pet monkey escaped its owner and began swinging through the rafters.
Okay, quick question.
What the fuck is spirit Halloween?
No.
Oh.
Okay. I know all about what spirit Halloween is.
We shouldn't have to know what spirit Halloween is.
Why do we know what that is?
Why do we know what spirit Halloween is?
Yeah. We live in a monoculture.
Yeah. So you live in...
Yeah,
you live in.
I'm always getting mono.
You live in Plano in the DFW. And you got to duck down to Spirit Halloween. Hey, I got to gussy up my house. Mm. I know there's going to be kids coming by trick-or-treating.
And this is open much of the year?
And I'm probably going to take Bongo with me when I head down.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to take Bongo.
I think Bongo goes with you everywhere.
Bongo, my pet.
You probably can't leave
monkey.
Him at home alone.
I think it's one of the, yeah, because I'll burn
yeah, well,
your
if you leave him at
down.
Home, he's very dependent.
Yeah.
And plus he's smart enough that when you come home with all the stuff, he knows you went to Spirit Halloween without him. And that's one of his favorite places.
And when you're asleep, he's going to pull your thumbs off.
Yes. Don't want that. Don't want that. Wake up with just thumb bones, no flesh.
Yeah.
Oh, degloved by Bongo.
He's guilty in the corner like a dog that peed inside. You're like, did you do this? He's like turning away from you.
Yeah,
spit him out.
Turning away, and he's got a Dracula cape on. Same time.
Are you holding my empty thumbs? My thumbs that have been cored?
Bleh.
Drop them.
What's usually a store filled with fake frights became a real-life spectacle as shoppers watched the animal climb poles, swing from the wires, and crawl across the ceiling for more than 30 minutes.
Sometimes life is so beautiful,
what a great day that'd be. Yeah.
You think a monkey loose in a store, it's going to be Walgreens. It's going to be like, you know, somewhere beige, kind of nondescript. In a Halloween store?
Yeah, Spirit
of Halloween. Monkey's loose in the Halloween store?
Oh my God, dream come true for everyone except the monkey owner and probably the people that work at and run and own the Spirit Halloween.
Yeah, and the hey, lady maybe who the got monkey, her face pulled off.
The monkey doesn't know that a Dracula or a witch isn't real, you know?
Oh, no, but I do think that they have an aesthetic scared. Appreciation of the cape and the accoutrements.
This place is filled with fucking skeletons. Shit, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, it's some sort of human graveyard.
Yeah, their ancestors are here, and they're getting
sacred burial ground for humans. Oh, fuck. I can't get out of here.
Gotta get out of here.
Come for me next.
Hey, Ben, what? Okay, so the dancing, Warcraft, Warhammer character is in the Hillary was right shadow. What were you doing in
here? I just sort of click around. I just sort of take the temperature of what the mood is in there.
You just click around. I never click around.
I just click around, make sure no one's being weird, saying anything about our feet or anything like that.
Yeah. Hey, one thing I've been wondering about for a while is how come feet stuff's a thing, but like people aren't looking at hands and like...
People are in hands. People are in don't hands. Worry.
Oh, come on. You think people aren't into hands?
But there's people in hands. I mean, obviously, with like, you know, if when population approaches infinity, there's going to be people that are into thumbnails or whatever, right? But like, but not to the, there's no people, there's footpedia is what I'm saying. Why is it so
prevalent? Because the hands are already involved. The hands are already involved in the sexual
And you're
acts.
Saying that
like,
the feet
hand job is normal.
Hand job normal.
Hand jobs are normal. Hand jobs are normal.
It's outside of the... Yeah.
It's okay to only do hand jobs and nothing else. That's normal.
Sometimes.
It's okay to do hand jobs in lieu of sex entirely.
I'm with Lucy here. I think there are ample opportunities for you to see hands at play in pretty regular stuff. And
But it, just because it's outside the normal
hands are
bounds,
already in mouths and stuff. Then,
Hands
are already in mouths.
Well, you ever see how horny women get about like forearms and stuff?
Oh, I mean, let's not You see a good pair of forearms. They got that little, that one, the top muscle on the forearm. It's a little like corded.
Attached to some big, strong. Hands,
a little
you know,
bit of hair on there, maybe a little bit of grease.
Don't worry, Theo. People are into it,
but like people have specific
I'm worried
stuff
now because my hands
like...
aren't big and strong, but they do have arthritis. I think I've got to take some like turmeric or something.
That's not gonna, I think people have specific stuff where they like they want a hand job with someone that has like long nails specifically
There's
and stuff like that,
like
where
long
it's
nail
like specific
stuff.
Hand business. Huh. Oh, speaking of disgusting sex stuff, sorry, it's not disgusting, it's normal, whatever you're into, unless it's illegal or creepy. Lucy and I met a listener yesterday who is not themselves, I don't know how to say this. We met a teen that listens to the show.
Bad start. All right.
It's maybe like, what do you reckon, like 14 or 15 maybe?
14-ish.
And he was at the bar with his dad because they bring their dog in for the Dog of the Year competition. And I just never had ever considered that someone at the age of 18 would ever listen to this podcast.
Yeah, I just
podcast.
Never considered that. Yeah. I was like, I'm really
sorry about that.
Yeah. Well, we apologized in person. But also, the episode's vetted for him in advance.
That's nice.
So, like, there are some where there's not, like, gross sex talk.
I think that forthright talk is, like, way better than, like, at that age than, like, going online and...
Oh, 100%.
Seeing the horrible stuff that
it's
just
better
been,
to
like,
hear
mainstream.
Four people arguing about foot jobs versus hand jobs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like four normal people that sort of give you realistic ideas of the world, not the shit that you would find online, right?
Yeah. And we recognize there's no one thing that's normal. Sometimes there's four things that are normal
there
and
are
they're
four,
all accounted for on one
four
show.
Things
just
normal,
four things.
And then anything outside of those four,
deviant.
No good. Yeah. We don't. Like it. And if one of us goes silent when the other three are like ripping into something, you can sort of read between lines a little bit.
Yeah, or they're on their phone.
Yeah. Well, or yeah, they're looking
at
a gif
spot.
Of Skaven dancing.
Look at him go.
Quote, "This was Animal Kingdom Live," said Arlene Pinkston, who was shopping with her daughters at the Spirit Halloween off US 75.
I guess many things are like Animal Kingdom Live.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when you see a bird.
So funny. Wow, this is like the TV show that has like real life animal stuff, but in real life.
Americans are sick.
I can simplify your flowchart here,
just
lady.
This is like TV.
This is... I can't get over how incredibly American this sounds. Arlene Pinkston was shopping at the Spirit Halloween in Plano, Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas.
That is
Arlene Pinkston.
That is 90% American words by weight.
Yeah.
Side of the highway, saw a monkey and is like, this is just like TV.
Yeah, I saw an animal in real life and that's just like... when in TV they show animals in real life.
I love the American people.
Go
so
outside.
Much.
Do you have an outside still? Is it still there?
You can't really because she's driven and then pulled over on the side of the highway into the Spirit Halloween.
It's so nasty. Oh, like I was reading about the mall that they were building in America. I think it was in Pennsylvania. It was going to be the largest in the world when it was built, and it was built, but it's nowhere. it's not like our beautiful Queen Street Mall where it's in the center of the CBD, thriving center. It's like they had to build it. It's the biggest in the world because they could build it because it's in nowhere. And you've got to get in your car and you've got to drive like half an hour to get to it.
Oh, it's like when China builds these like mega cities in the middle of nowhere because that's where all the empty space is. It's smart. Yeah. That's a smart place to put your mall.
Yeah. Put it where you don't already have a city.
Yes. Yeah.
And then people go to it.
If you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
You know what's fucking me up right now?
Bronco.
Mall of America, which I've been holding in my head as the world's largest mall, is the 12th largest mall in the world.
It can't be. Yeah, we've moved ahead in mall technology.
There's bigger malls, right?
You know
there's
what's bigger malls. Shit. America's not even in like the top. They're not in the top 10. Like the 12th biggest is what they got. Iran is in their Iran Mall, number one. The Avenues in Kuwait, number two. There's one in Malaysia, one in Iran, one in China, one in the Philippines, another two in China, three in Thailand.
I just don't get it. Like you get – so in beautiful Osaka, you hop out of the train station and there's just like an enormous mall, bigger than you could possibly imagine in your tiny little Australian brains, right? And you walk in and there's all this stuff there.
They got like 10-level malls,
And you're like, of course this is here. This is where the people are.
Yeah.
I'm not driving to fucking West Logan to go to a mall. That's crazy.
Someone told me yesterday that Edmonton – in Canada has the largest mall in the world. I was already thinking about large malls.
People could just keep saying that's kind of stuff.
And that's the 29th largest mall in the world.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. What a great claim to fame. More Canadian excellence.
We love our Canadian friends.
We love them. Quote, my daughter looked up and she said, what in the world? And she's like, is that a real monkey? And I looked up and said, well, it's got a diaper on, so I guess it is real.
It had a diaper
on. That's how you judge whether a monkey's real?
Dipedo ergo sum. It's wearing a little diaper, therefore it is.
Oh, boy.
It's got a diaper on, so I guess it is real.
Do you believe an animal can only be real if it is owned?
Interesting.
What is the... Like, if I'm being crazy generous, is it like, well, if I was just hallucinating a monkey, I probably wouldn't have included the detail of it wearing a diaper.
If it was like a puppet?
Well,
like,
if it was a puppet or something.
A puppet wouldn't have a diaper on?
Also, this is a thought you have in your head and you immediately revise it to go like, no, that's a stupid thing. I'm not
going to
say that.
I should make this make sense. Pinkston said she took out her phone to record the moment, certain no one would believe her otherwise. Quote, it'll definitely be one that I will not forget anytime soon, she said. Jimmy Harris, a store employee, said the pet monkey appeared to have gotten spooked by the store's animatronic decorations and ran away from its owner.
Yeah, no shit. You took him into the scary store.
Holy fucking shit. It's a zombie. Quote, it was entertaining, Harris said. A lot of people just stood and watched it for like 30 minutes. The whole time they were like, monkey. And we had kids try to catch it. Bunch of Texans standing around.
The whole time they were like, monkey.
Monkey.
Monkey. Not one person thought to shoot that monkey?
Yeah, fuck. There must have been so many itchy trigger fingers. While we're talking about monkeys dying, can I give you guys a real quick dump it? Just a real quick one?
Yeah. Let's do it.
When the story ain't funny enough, dump it. When there ain't enough funny stuff, junk it. If you want the show to be good, then go on and dump all that stuff.
You know what? You can dump. Dump it. Trash it. It's garbage.
All right, so did you guys hear about that the truck that overturned?
Oh, yeah. We got sent that many, many, many times.
Yeah. So, which is why we didn't use it mostly. So, there was this thing where...
Ben doesn't like something if it's too popular.
That's right. A truck overturned and all the headlines were like, disease-infected monkeys escape from truck spill or whatever somewhere in America. It turns out they weren't infected with any diseases. They clarified that pretty quickly, but a bunch of the monkeys got out. Some of them have been recovered. At least two of them have been shot by just like regular folk.
Oh.
That the bit about this I wanted to include was there was one woman who like saw one out the front of her house and was like, oh shit, got a gun.
Yeah,
shot
it's the
and
eighth
killed
times.
Oh, the shit. Eight times have come. The news was talking to her about it, and like the quote that they read from this woman was, "She just did what any other mother would do."
Instantly airhole a monkey?
I don't think my mum would shoot.
I don't think my mum would shoot a monkey.
I don't know what's going on with the psychology at the moment.
The world is so fucking crazy.
Everyone's crazy now.
Now is the time of monsters. It's just.
Did what any Christian mother would do.
It's goodness. So good. And like she kind of goes on to say that, you know, she was thinking that like she knows she could protect her family, but what if there was like, what if it went into another house and it got a child?
A gun.
And she couldn't have that. She couldn't have that on her conscience. So she had to do according to her conscience what she felt was right.
I know the Joneses down there, they don't have a Desert Eagle. They don't have a Desert Eagle 50 cal. Put a hole straight through a monkey.
We got a family that just moved here from Seattle, so I know they don't have a gun. So
they're sort of like EVs, that kind of thing. They got so a Nissan Leaf. Hold the monkey.
Fuck, this is just, it's not a, you guys aren't living in a real normal place. Just, I want you to, this is maybe for your own mental well-being, because you kind of, I don't want you to start going crazy and think, is this normal, the stuff that's happening around you? It's not. Other places aren't like that.
I mean, it's a little crazy here.
Yeah.
People,
we had some monkeys get loose in Sydney in like, what, 2019 or something, and we all kind of went a bit crazy about it and then sort of corralled them back into a box or whatever.
Really like low-level, low-effort jokes made on Twitter all day by people with sort of media jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, people in the Sydney media landscape.
Oh, I guess those chimps must have wanted a cappuccino.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, the monkeys are out and trying to get a Yumbo. They're trying to get a limited time
Yumbo. The monkeys escaped because they wanted to get the limited time offer from Hungry Jack's.
Yumbo, which was probably at the same time. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the monkey Yumbo confluence?
I don't actually think that it's normal or good to see one of God's beautiful creatures and for your first thought to be, someone has to kill that.
Yeah.
Hey, I wasn't my quick expecting draw for to this see moment. This kind of animal here. I'd better immediately kill it.
Monkey, he's just like you. Yeah. He's mostly you.
We have more in common than we do differences, you know?
Look, it's jacking it.
Just like us.
Just like you.
Hey, that was definitely an episode of the podcast, Bunta Vista. Thank you so much for joining us on this this crazy ride. If you have a young child that you would like to introduce to this podcast, I want you to know that I do actually toggle the explicit flag based on whether or not there were any crude or distasteful jokes on the episode.
Yeah, and
I think
blue on it.
In the last year, I've maybe not released an episode with the explicit flag on it like 3 times. So, you know, if you want to really selectively sort of dole it out, that is an option. To you, your 12-year-old will love this show. If you want more of this podcast, we do 2 episodes a week, and for about $7 to $8.50 Australian, I think it works out to, you can get 4 extra episodes a month, sometimes 5, depending on how the calendar is worked out, I guess.
Yeah. In February, you're not getting that.
Well,
Definitely not.
It depends how they line up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that's it. Thank you so much for joining us. Keep sending us in stories of the paranormal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please. Keep rocking in the free world.
Don't fucking make shit up.
Don't make it up.
Get read on the podcast.
It's an honor system. Yeah. It's an honor system. Follow the Bushido code. Would a samurai make up a story about a goblin or an imp, or would they be bound by honor? You know?
Yes.
Would they possibly lie boring about if you're on it as well. If it's not real, it's kind of boring and stupid.
Yeah. Exactly. Think to yourself.
And no one thinks it's funny.
If I were an honorable samurai, would I tell a lie about having seen a kappa?
Yes.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't tell my lord about that. I would only do it if I had really seen the kappa.
Bye.
Bye.